I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers share Christ as they help cyclone victims recover in South Asia. More on that in a moment. And then stick around because we'll have tips on reaching your Muslim coworker later on. We'll begin today with a look at Cyclone Amphan, which ripped through India and Bangladesh last week, destroying millions of homes and crops. The two countries evacuated over 3 million people before the storm hit. 84 deaths were confirmed. Vincent Michael of FMI tells us
it had a pretty devastating impact to the infrastructure of Indian Odisha, which is where Calcutta is, and then on into Bangladesh in the province that we would call Colma, which is the westernmost province of Bangladesh.
Michael says COVID-19 had already disrupted supply chains in Bangladesh.
You pile on a natural disaster of this magnitude, and the supply chain for life-sustaining services, particularly of food and medicine or whatever, is on everyone's mind.
The mass evacuations make social distancing difficult. As Bangladesh deals with both the aftermath of Amphan and COVID-19, Michael says Christians have a unique opportunity.
It's a time for their hope in Jesus Christ to shine and stand in stark contrast to those who don't have that hope. And so our prayer at FMI would be for our partners to show their neighbors who don't yet know the Lord Jesus a stark contrast between the way they handle the calamities of this nature and the way that those around them have them. And that would be an attractive force.
Next, it's no secret that the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic has affected not only global health, but also the global economy. But it wasn't till recently that Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates realized just how intensely their partners around the world were hit.
Many of the partners we work with around the world live on the edge of poverty in normal times. And so when the global economy shuts down, it's those people at the most vulnerable end of the spectrum that are immediately impacted.
The problem is threefold. First, donations are down from ministries all over the world as people attempt to save money during quarantine. Second, many countries don't allow citizens to come into work anyway. And then finally, when some countries shut down, so does access to food and other basic supplies. The result? Some Wycliffe Associates partners are facing starvation. They need the body of Christ to step in.
Being responsive and being engaged at the time when the needs are arising is a statement of fidelity and care and love for our fellow Christians, as well as the communities that they're trying to reach with the truth of God's word at the same time.
So pray about it. And then with your prayer and resources, consider coming alongside believers who are facing starvation and poverty. And finally, Eid al-Fitr was a subdued occasion for the world's 1.8 million Muslims. Joanne Doyle of Uncharted Ministries tells us
Eid is the last 3 days after Ramadan where they celebrate and thank God. It's a celebration of victoriously finishing the fast. And it's sort of like how we celebrate Christmas with gifts and new clothes and special food. But they can't really do that this year. So I know there's a void.
Uncharted partners with local leaders to reach Muslims and Jews for Christ around the world. Stories are starting to pour in of how God moved this year during Ramadan, the Islamic holy month of fasting. For example, in war-torn Syria, believers are engaging the next generation.
During this Ramadan, they've been texting out Bible stories and Bible lessons and then asking them questions. And these kids, Muslim kids, mind you, are responding back, answering the Bible questions. They're engaging with God's word, which is amazing. Muslim children are engaging with God's word, and many of them have come to faith in Christ.
So you can do a couple things. Visit us online for details and ask God to help you share Jesus with the Muslims you know.
The thing that Muslims here long for when they're in the West more than anything is friendship. The first thing that we can do is engage them, smiling, saying hello, and trying to build those friendships.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering their free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pattiddy. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.